This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you guys are going to be seeing a term called super spreader. And this super spreader term has to do with infectious disease and how scientists now think that when we have these big, huge epidemics, it may not be every single person has the same infectious ability or infectivity, but that there could be just a isolated group of people that have the ability to infect the majority, hence super spreaders. According to the Washington Post, they say super spreaders are the minority of people who are responsible for infecting many others during epidemics of infectious disease. They said the most famous super spreader was Typhoid Mary, presumed to have infected 51 people, three of whom died between 1900 and 1907. They say scientists are now looking at how Ebola spread, which is why this is pertinent. Because when they looked at the 2014-2015 epidemic in West Africa, they think super spreaders played a bigger role than was previously known and could have been the cause of the majority of cases. And if we target the super spreaders, not by target literally, but if we could identify them and get them isolated until they heal and treat them such that they aren't turning around and giving off the virus, or if, let's say, we're looking at plague or another sort of pathogen, then hopefully we could prevent these big super epidemics. They say more than 28,000 confirmed, probable, and suspected cases of Ebola were reported in West Africa during the outbreak. More than 11,000 people died, according to the World Health Organization. Now, researchers at Princeton University and Oregon State University conducted a retrospective analysis of the timing and the location of 200 community burials between the October 2014 and March 2015 timeframe, those 5 months. And they looked at the urban areas around Freetown, which is the capital of Sierra Leone. They used a mathematical model, and they reconstructed this transmission network to see what proportion of cases were caused by super spreaders. They estimated that about 3% of the people infected ultimately infected 61% of the cases. So we're talking 3% might have caused the 61%. They say it's similar to looking at a blood spatter pattern and figuring out where the shooter was standing, right? So they say based on the evidence of disease transmission, that pattern, a small number of individuals responsible, could also hold true in Guinea, Liberia, which were two other countries hit. They say the super spreaders of Ebola, they believe, were children younger than 15 or adults between 40 and 55. They say they were based in the community rather than in healthcare facilities, and they continued to spread the disease after many of the people first infected were already in treatment centers where the transmission was better controlled. The older individuals were probably taking care of the kids, and these caregivers were also more likely to be in charge of organizing the funeral and organizing the burial and the cleaning of the body, because remember, what happened is before they knew how infectious this was, okay? I believe Ground Zero, I thought Ground Zero was supposed to be, I think, December 2013, maybe. I have to double check. But before they knew how this was being spread, when somebody would die, there was a burial ritual. And they would clean the body just like we do, right? We clean the body and, you know, so the body doesn't start to disintegrate from the inside out. We put, we embalm and et cetera. And so this ritual that they did, unfortunately exposed more people before they even knew. So researchers said their findings about the importance of super spreaders were conservative because they focused only on people that had been buried safely. Now, Ebola obviously spreads through contact with bodily fluids, right? And so funeral preparations, caregiving, washing, touching the bodies of loved ones while they were alive or dead, unfortunately, caused this big, rash of people, unfortunately, becoming sick. But to think that only a small amount of people could have been the root of so many people becoming, you know, now, are they super spreaders because of their immunity? Are there super spreaders because of what they do? It could be a combination of the two. They say during the 2002-2003 outbreak of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, super spreading was also considered a hallmark issue of the case. They say in one such event in Hong Kong, a 26-year-old man who was admitted to the hospital for treatment infected 156 people, including hospital staff, patients, and visitors. They said a single super spreader in a busy hospital emergency department also spread MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, and spread that to 82 people in just 3 days in May of 2015 during an outbreak of the virus in South Korea. So you have these quote-unquote index patients, or you have these people that unfortunately have the ability, either by luck of the draw in terms of them being treated or in terms of them having a more potent version. Remember we were talking about this one case of Ebola or Zika. I'm sorry, there's this one case of Zika where the Zika was so damn potent, it was like multiple times more in his body than anybody else. And I believe this was in Utah. And one of our first casualties to Zika was an older man, I believe in Utah, and his nephew or his son contracted it. And they think it's because the amount of virus in the original patient was so high that it was more transmissible. And so you have some people that may just be immunocompromised enough where the virus can take over and unfortunately, you know, concentrate to that degree. And you also wonder if some of these super spreaders allow a hosting situation such that the virus can mutate to something a little bit more infectious. Now, all right, so some of you are like, Dahlia, all right, fine. You talked about Ebola. Well, Ebola doesn't seem to be as much of a concern. But what if this super spreader theory holds true with HIV? What if this super spreader theory holds true with a real nasty flu that we haven't seen yet? So, who is going to concentrate more of the virus? Who's going to be more infectious? All right, this is something that they need to look at. And I think it's fabulous that they're already onto this idea. It's just, we still have a long way to go. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there is an article from the Daily Mail discussing the 10 diseases that could kill you in just one day. And I know I'm supposed to be coming up with something a little more happy and cheerful, but we were talking about these high school students, these two high school students that had died in a Santa Monica high school, and what could have killed them so quickly. And so I thought I should quickly review, some of these things that are out there, because unfortunately, as a parent or as a patient, you think, okay, look, as long as I don't have cancer, as long as I don't have HIV, as long as I know my cholesterol is good and my heart is good, all right, I should be fine. And you don't understand that something could happen just out of the blue. And as a doctor, I see that far too much. And it's frightening. And I hear about it far too much. You know, oh, my brother was doing fine, and then all of a sudden, he woke up dead. What happened? My cousin was in her 40s. All of a sudden, boom. You know, and so it's very frightening to think that something like that could happen. So according to this, they say that these are like kind of the top 10 things that could unfortunately come on and, you know, ravage you quickly. One is necrotizing fasciitis. Necrotizing fasciitis, known as the flesh-eating disease, that could quickly spread throughout the body. Remember the girl that was ziplining in Georgia that got cut? Doctor sewed it up, cleaned it out really good, but didn't give her antibiotics because, you know, it was kind of the year when everybody was like, don't give antibiotics, you know, too much, you know. If you did a good wound cleaning, she's fine. Oh, hell no. If you have a deep wound, you give antibiotics. Unfortunately, she kept coming back saying it hurt, right? But they didn't see any redness. So they're like, all right, well, of course it hurts. It was a bad boo-boo. And it was actually an infection that was brewing, and it was just too deep for anybody to see any redness or anything superficially on the skin. So by the time a doctor did give her antibiotics, it was too late, and she had necrotizing fasciitis, and it went along the fascia such that the disease was able to spread, had a nice conduit. It had built up enough strength to unfortunately put her into sepsis, and she ended up going into shock. You go into septic shock where your blood pressure drops. She lost perfusion to her hands and feet, and I believe lost three of her limbs. As a result, it's very rare, but it's a bacterial skin infection that could go bad. It's caused by group A strep, for the most part. And usually group A strep is mild. But in this case, or in these cases, the bacteria could spread very rapidly once they enter the body. And they infect that fascial layer, which are kind of the connective bands of tissue that surround muscles, nerves, fat, etc. And once that happens, it has a highway. And then the toxins made by the bacteria also destroy the tissue, causing it to necrose. Necrotizing fasciitis means necrotizing is making dead tissue. So as it infects, makes dead tissue. So the infection obviously becomes very, very serious. And they say in the United States there are about 650 to 850 cases of necrotizing fasciitis caused by group A strep every single year. Then, of course, meningitis, which we just talked about with that teacher who just passed away, the third grade teacher. Usually caused by, in adults, Neisseria meningitidis. Spread by person to person through respiratory droplets. And you could have a variety of symptoms with this, but for the most part, you get the fever, the vomiting, the severe headache. But you could also get sepsis from it, where it could affect the whole body as well. Whether it affects just the meninges in the brain or the whole body, you could die within hours of it. They say in as many as 10 to 15% of survivors, they may even have neurological deficits, hearing loss, speech disorders, etc. But what's interesting is they say 5 to 10% of the population may be asymptomatic carriers. So they don't get sick, but they could carry it and possibly spread the disease. So we vaccinate our kids against some of the causes of meningitis, and usually with Neisseria, we could start vaccinating them at age 11. But obviously there's a big concern because these kids are 8-year-olds, 8-9-year-olds being third graders. All right, Chagas disease. Chagas disease they test for when you get a blood transfusion, and it is caused by Trypanosoma cruzi, or T. cruzi. And it's a protozoan parasite. And it's also life-threatening. It's usually found in Latin America. And it's transmitted to humans via feces of triatomine bugs known as the kissing bugs. 6 to 7 million people across the world are thought to be infected. It's obviously potentially deadly, but it is curable if we could treat you right away. So there's a couple stages. The first stage, acute phase, lasts around 2 months after infection by the kissing bug. Okay? And during this phase, a high number of parasites could circulate the blood, but many times you have no idea. And then in less than half of those bitten by a kissing bug, the first sign is a little skin lesion. Sometimes you get purple swelling of the eyelids, fever, headache, and large lymph glands, muscle pain, difficulty breathing, swelling, abdominal or chest pain. So a doctor has to test for it. If not, they may just think you have flu or something else. During the chronic stage, the parasites are usually hidden away in the heart, digestive muscles, so you could have a cardiac disorder. You could have enlarged colon. You could die later of heart failure. So Chagas disease we take pretty seriously, and like I said, we screen blood for it. When you, get a blood transfusion, or if you donate blood, we screen for that. And there are some medications out there that can treat it. But that's pretty scary stuff. And then, you know, people forget about stroke. We talk about heart disease and heart attacks killing people. Stroke can also. You cut off blood supply to the brain. Something happens, like a clot. And I don't want to scare you, because when I hear these things, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how do we walk around and we live? Well, as long as you're eating healthy and you're taking care of yourself, you know, hopefully these things don't happen to you. But the World Health Organization estimates that more than 17.5 million people died of cardiovascular diseases such as heart attack or stroke back in 2012. But 80% of these things are preventable. Good diet, making sure you don't smoke, lower the cholesterol, etc. So being on top of your risk factors. Now MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, this is the bacteria that's resistant to a lot, all right, of antibiotics. And hence, MRSA infections are harder to treat. Okay? And if you get MRSA in the hospital, a MRSA pneumonia or sepsis, obviously that could be deadly. And you get this through direct contact with an infected wound. There's other ways, like family members can transmit MRSA to each other. So we have to be very, very diligent. But 2 in 100 people carry MRSA. So 2% of the people just carry it. Now, how you know you have MRSA is we have to do a culture, but if you all of a sudden, under your arm or on a part of your body, get a big, fast, tender boil, and it comes on fast, and it hurts like the dickens, usually that's Staph until proven otherwise. So we start you on an antibiotic. Sometimes we'll do a couple antibiotics. You know, the big issue we used to have is whenever somebody would have cellulitis, or, you know, some redness along the skin, or it seemed like, you know, an infected wound, would give Keflex or Augmentin. Well, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus are usually resistant to the cillins, or the penicillins, or the cephalosporins. And so we would be treating people with Keflex or Augmentin, and they wouldn't get better. And so many of us learned how to identify Staph pretty quickly, because it could take about 3 days to get cultures back. Sometimes the labs will pick it up a little sooner, you know, just looking at the characteristic of the bacteria, and they'll be like, look, we're suspecting it. But, you know, it could take a few days. So medicine like sulfa medicines, which unfortunately I'm allergic to, but medicines such as sulfa drugs like Bactrim can treat MRSA if it's still sensitive to it, depending on if it's already, you know, grown resistance. So with me and my practice, what I used to do is if it looked like MRSA, I would just start you right away. And sometimes I'd even give you both if it was a really bad infection. Invasive MRSA you don't want to mess with. Could also cause sepsis. Also infect heart valves, bone infections, a whole variety of things MRSA could do. Cholera. Cholera is caused by Vibrio cholera, all right, a bacteria. And you could call cholera, however you want to. The incubation period is short, and we've seen this kill people within hours. Copious, painless, watery diarrhea causes severe dehydration and death if not received quickly. You die because of electrolyte abnormalities and not having enough fluid. They say 8 in 10 sufferers may have no symptoms, and then the bacteria can live and then be shed to other people. So those that have bad plumbing, certain villages or cities where you don't have a lot of good sanitation there, unfortunately, this is where you could see huge cholera outbreaks. All right? They say it's estimated to 1.4 to 4.3 million cases, right, occur each year, and about anywhere from 28,000 to 142,000 people die each year from cholera. 80% of the cases can be treated if we rehydrate you and get on it right away. The enterovirus D68, all right, these are not good, all right? These commonly affect children, all right, the EVD68, all right? But the CDC expects that this has possibly killed, unfortunately, infants, children, teenagers whose immune systems are down, and those with asthma are more at risk. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't know how many of you guys are going to like this, but the American College of Physicians has come up with new treatment guidelines, right, published yesterday regarding back pain. And according to this one article, back pain is nothing like, it's kind of like a cold. It's minor, annoying, and it's temporary. And this group of physicians is suggesting that no serious treatments are necessary. Now, they're correct, all right, in what they're saying. Let me tell you why, all right, and where they're going with this. But Unfortunately, that's going to frustrate you all when it comes to getting the relief that you want for your back pain if you've been kind of accustomed to getting prescriptions. This could unfortunately pave the way for less prescriptions. All right? Even though they're right. So let's walk you through this, okay? Basically, many cases of back pain, neck pain, etc., will go away on their own. You don't need an x-ray. You don't need to be on a narcotic, okay? You don't need to go through a lot of expensive treatment. Most cases of back pain come and go. And I think we could all agree on that, okay? They suggest doing chiropractic, maybe OMM, yoga, acupuncture, tai chi, all right, massage. So they recommend first go to some non-pharmacological treatment. Many of you guys do go to a chiropractor. Right? And you don't, you know, for me, I mean, when I have neck or back pain, a pill's not going to help. I got to get my husband to adjust me. And luckily, I'm married to a chiropractor, so it's easier for me to do that. All right? I was having horrible neck pain and horrible headaches the last couple of days. I needed him to adjust my neck, and I was fine. It's not the medication that does it. So, a lot of us could agree. All right? And I know, we'll talk about the other side of this, but let me just kind of walk you through what they suggest. If your acupuncture, chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, massage, physical therapy doesn't work, then you could go to ibuprofen, naproxen, even a muscle relaxant. Tylenol won't really do much. Only go to opioids as a last resort. They are strongly discouraged to go to opioids. Now, this is according to the American College of Physicians. According to Dr. Nitin Damal, president of the ASP, physicians should reassure their patients that acute and subacute low back pain usually improves over time, regardless of treatment. Physicians should avoid prescribing unnecessary tests and costly and potentially harmful drugs, including narcotics, for these patients. Okay. And according to Dr. Rick Diao, doctors may not even need to be involved at all. He said, for those with acute back pain, which is pain lasting 4 weeks or less and doesn't radiate down the leg, you don't even need to go to the doctor. Those with chronic pain 12 weeks or more should start with the same non-invasive remedies before seeking more serious treatments. They say for acute back pain, the analogy is to the common cold. It is very common and very annoying when it happens, but most of the time it will not result in anything major or serious. They also are concerned that certain invasive treatments could cause risks, you know, and issues. And that we should stop medicalizing this problem. According to Dr. James Weinstein, a back specialist and chief executive of Dartmouth Hitchcock Health System. I know your back hurts, but go run, be active, instead of taking a pill. All right, so for those of you that suffer from back pain, and maybe not chronic, but recurrent, you're already making hand gestures to the radio. Okay, listen, this isn't me. Okay, I'm not the one that came up with this, all right? I understand. Right? They are right with the majority of cases. You don't need an x-ray. You don't need to, be taking a narcotic, etc. But for those of us that have ever had back pain, where all of a sudden we can't move and we can't function, okay? Sometimes we don't have the patience to wait. And I can understand that because remember I told you guys I went to the bathroom, I exercised a lot with a high incline. And I must have subluxated my SI joint. Basically, my SI joint went out a little bit. And I didn't realize it, you know, because I was exercising and nothing seemed to bother me. Until the next day, I got up, I stretched, I went to go pee. Right? I sit on the toilet. As soon as I get up from peeing on the toilet, and I'm trying to reach for my, pajama bottoms, boom. I can't move. It went out. That joint went out. So I'm standing there. And I yell at my husband, and the cats are looking at me, and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I hurt myself, my low back, my butt. I can't walk. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I go, well, help me get dressed. And he's like, but you look fine. I go, I know I look fine, but watch. And I really couldn't walk. So he had to help adjust me. And you got kids to take care of. You got, you're going to have to take an ibuprofen. You're going to have to take something to help calm that down. Yes, the chiropractic is the one that the chiropractic maneuver he was able to do started to make me mobile and started to allow me to move again. But it had to be a combination for me to be able to do what I needed to do that day. Now, if we don't have anywhere to go that day, all right, if we are able to casually right? You know, just wait for it to pass. Then, but is it going to go away in one day? You and I know it won't. So as a patient, this could be very frustrating because if insurance companies decide not to pay for, let's say, you know, a muscle relax and et cetera, saying you need to prove to us that you did 2 weeks of physical therapy, this could drive you crazy. Now, we aren't there yet. We don't think we're going there yet, but we could. You know, as these recommendations come into play, insurance companies like to follow suit. But the good news to this is if they are recommending alternative therapies, yoga, acupuncture, chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, all right, then maybe we have more of a chance for that to be covered on a routine basis. So low back pain, that's tough. That is, it's frustrating. Unless you've thrown your back out, unless you have, again, throwing your back out may be a little different than what they could be talking about with lower back pain. But how do you know? How do you diagnose yourself? Okay, if your back starts to hurt and ache, yeah, you don't need to run and start getting MRIs, okay? I get that. But if you pull your back out or you think you herniated a disc, all right, usually you'd have symptoms like, you know, numbness or tingling or pain shooting down. And even with that, many times you don't have to have a lot of interventions initially. But we're forgetting something. We're forgetting that doctors get sued. And if a doctor doesn't order an x-ray, or if a doctor doesn't allow you to come to the visit to be evaluated, right, and something could be, you know, seriously wrong, or this could be a sign of something that has been chronic and you've just been blowing it off, and now finally you're like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to tell somebody about it, and we think it's just first time. That's why a lot of doctors will go and get an x-ray. And it's so frustrating the way the system is. You don't need an x-ray every time your back hurts. That's ridiculous. But you're going to notice that when you do go to an urgent care or you do go to a medical office, at least somebody will take a picture. Because how do you manage a body part without looking at it? And that's kind of a argument that is made by prosecuting attorneys during a malpractice case. You know, you were managing her thyroid all these years and you didn't even order an ultrasound? No wonder you missed the cancer. Case closed. Right? You know, really, the heart, you have a person here where you're treating, you know, cholesterol, and you haven't even done an EKG and checked the heart. Well, the guidelines are kind of iffy on when you have to routine screen with EKGs and this, but check the heart. Okay, liver. Okay, you know, somebody has a little elevation in liver enzymes. Yeah, many, many times it's benign. But don't you want to take a look at the liver? Don't you want to examine it? Well, if you can't feel it and you can't look at it, you get an ultrasound. So, same thing with abnormal uterine bleeding or, you know, issues with your period. We should take a look at the ovaries. We should take a look at the uterus. We do an ultrasound. So I'm of the belief that if you are managing something, you need to take a look at it. If it's a one-time thing, you may like, you know, oh, you know, I don't know, my back's a little sore because I was, you know, sitting in the movie theater during a marathon, movie marathon, and I think I might have, you know, with that, no, we probably don't need to jump and do too much. But again, narcotics, highly discouraged, understandably so. If you do need anything, they say try Motrin, Naproxen, ibuprofen, or muscle relaxant. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, go away.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember last year Playboy said they were going to stop featuring nudity? I forget their reasoning, but I think they wanted to change their image, or I'm not sure. I guess it didn't really seem to take off like they wanted it to, and I guess nudity is coming back to Playboy. They say Playboy is reverting back to its old ways, according to Mail Online, and the March-April edition features a topless model with the words, "Naked is normal." all over, I guess. I'm not sure. All right. Anyway, Cooper Hefner, Hugh Hefner's 25-year-old son and the magazine's chief creative officer, said, "I'll be the first to admit that the way in which the magazine portrayed nudity was dated, but removing it entirely was a mistake." All right? Apparently, Hefner's son, Cooper Hefner, that's amazing, 25 years old, and he is, you know, that's what happens when, you know, your dad owns a big company. He says, "Nudity was never the problem because nudity isn't a problem. Today, we're taking our identity back and reclaiming who we are." Cooper Hefner was opposed to the no-nudity policy that began in March 2016, a change that was meant to boost the magazine's profile on newsstands and attract more advertisers. Well, what else do people read Playboy for? I mean, is there like a Dear Abby in there or a health article? I don't know. Scott Flanders, a chief executive who has since left the publication, told New York Times Magazine had been left behind by the spread of online pornography. He said, "In 2016, you're now one click away from every sex act imaginable for free, and so it's just passé at this juncture." So the experiment failed for them going the opposite. Here's the thing, with business, okay, I mean, kudos to doing something kind of drastic. You know, sometimes you need to just really kind of change it up. And so, you know, maybe initially when somebody said, "All right, look, guys, you know, we have less nudity," or I don't know what they did in the meantime. I don't know, because we don't have Playboys in our house. You know, maybe people would be intrigued going, well, what did they do? I mean, how are they going to make it sexy? Are they going to find new ways to make it sexy? Unfortunately, this failure of Playboy means a lot from a psychological perspective in sex, okay? Remember I told you how things work in pendulums? You know, things will swing, you know, it always seems to be in extremes. And so remember I told you how, you know, TV started to get to the point in the 90s where it was just sex and Jerry Springer type stuff, and, you know, it got very loud, and it was the type of TV that you really couldn't have the kids watch. Melrose Place was getting very, very sexy. There was a lot more sex, et cetera, such that there weren't a lot of shows on that were kind of family friendly. And so I predicted back then, I think a lot of us, that something had to change. And then it did. Then in 2000, we started to have High School Musical, American Idol, more of these entertainment type shows that you could do that were hopefully more clean. And so the pendulum swung the other way, where it was more about musicals and, non-sex type stuff. Even though Simon and Ryan Seacrest would go back and forth and make jokes or whatever, and Simon Cowell had to keep saying, "Look, this is a family show." But anyway, so things tried to get a little bit more prim and proper, right? I think we even had more religious shows on TV, etc. And then came the advent of smartphones, and computers and internet just blew up to the point that, porn was so accessible that now, I mean, there's just, it's all over. It's in hotel rooms, it's on your phone, it's all over. So you think, okay, now that we are in the state where it's just so much sex all over, how's the pendulum going to swing back? And so it would be very interesting to see if there is a way to be sensual without all the, smut. And I don't know. And so in a way, even though I think a lot of us made fun of Playboy for even trying to attempt this, we were intrigued to see if they could pull it off. You know, how do you make a sensual magazine? How do you make something that is enticing, you know, for many men in the country without having to get, you know, completely, you know, less classy, let's say, and lose class with it. And not saying that it lacks class, but, you know, stooping to the level of a lot of these sites online. And, so it was kind of interesting to see if they could make it work or they couldn't. And so, people want to see what they want to see. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And, I'm not sure how the pendulum is going to swing back on that one, especially now with robots. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe the robots are less skin. Maybe it's going to get to the point where with these sex robots, and you've heard about those, right? That where, it's going to be, you know, so with computers, I like to kind of predict where things fall or are going to happen psychologically, but maybe my prediction is rather than it being very touchy-feely and feeling like you're there, et cetera, like the virtual, it's going to start being more of a cold interaction, computerized thing that starts to make people then want to have more one-on-one and less I'm watching something online. I don't know where this goes. All right. Speaking of watching things online, a lot of people work from home. All right. And this is interesting. It's an article from Fox News talking about how to beat the distractions. Obviously, porn's a distraction, but there's other distractions, too, besides that. And a big thing is TV. All right. You know, knowing you have access to Netflix. By the way, I guess there's this new term called Netflix cheating, where you cheat on your spouse, not sexually, but you cheat on your spouse by watching a show that you two were watching together because you can't wait until he or she gets home to watch it. I've done that where I've watched shows ahead. Yeah, I did it a couple times until I realized my husband didn't like it. He was mad. But that's called Netflix cheating, by the way, or streaming cheating. Anyway, if you have a TV, or you have a good show you want to watch, and that's sitting there calling to you, no. Okay? You have to work in a room where there's no TV. Okay? You just, no. And, yeah. And so you've got to get away from the TV because, unfortunately, that could be an issue. Dirty dishes or anything you need clean. All right? So, you know, some of us procrastinate. So we may be like, well, I'm going to clean up or I'm going to whatever instead. Okay? You need to make sure that your house and, you know, all your chores are done such that when you are working from home, that's all you have to do is do that. Because what you don't want to do is when you're done working, have to deal with the dirty dishes, et cetera. And so, you know, make sure your workspace is tidy. That also helps. Having a real nice, neat desk, that makes you more productive. But try not to be distracted by stuff in the house. And then, of course, the internet. You know, they say when you have a boss or coworkers looking over your cubicle wall, you might not be tempted by looking at these funny videos on YouTube, etc. And you have to be careful with going on the internet during your breaks. So when you go to Facebook or when you could very easily blow an hour just checking your Facebook. Once you start to watch the videos and then read up on stories and answer people back, etc. So be concerned about that. All right. Then, of course, friends. Some of your other friends that work from home go, well, why don't we work together? All right? You need to make sure that they are a good work partner. If they're not, get them out. Okay? Going out to lunch, going, You know, I would rather you guys work straight through, right? And then meet afterwards. But, you know, I'm just got to be careful with friends. All right? And then some people may be really distracted because they have a good book sitting on that desk. Get that book away from the desk where you do your work. All right? Significant other may come home, right? For afternoon delight, you know, for that, as much as I would like that, an afternoon delight from my husband, no, you're there to work, you got to get your work done. And then, of course, your kids. Kids are the biggest distraction. So hopefully you're getting most of your work done when they're at school. Once they come home from school, that's going to be a problem. Now, of course, Fox and the experts that were interviewed come up with a bunch of other different ideas and recommendations, but those are mine. All right, get your acts together, guys. All right, 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.